new series on faith. I want to thank God for the choir this morning, for how God used them. The Bible says, Psalm 118, verse 26, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you, O God, out of the house of the Lord. Lord, we have blessed you. Now we expect you to bless us. We expect you to minister to us. We expect you to touch us by your Holy Spirit. Take your place. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe we had a beautiful time together. In a few minutes, the workers met together this morning. Like I said to them, if you are a worker in this house or you intend to do so, you are supposed to be here by 9 o'clock. And let me tell you, if you are missing it, believe me sincerely, you are missing a lot. There's a whole lot we talked about this morning I can't repeat now because time will not permit me. It's strong meat. It's not just for the fickle-minded. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1 and verse 2, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. For by the substance of faith and the evidence of faith, they received a good report. If we go further down, oh Lord, I don't want to go there yet. Maybe next week. Where faith is concerned, God is the substance. Where faith is concerned, God is the evidence of whatever we hope for and the things we have not seen. Hallelujah. We know that everything we need and require is available in Christ Jesus. The Lord God who has freely given us all things. Colossians says, through Paul, in him all things consist. The word of God says, he who did not withhold his only begotten son, he will not withhold any good thing from those of us who believe. Whatever is available in God is obtainable only by faith. Whatever is available in God is only obtainable through God. Whatever he has for you and I is the only one who can give it to us. Hallelujah. By faith. The Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith, by grace from God, are we saved through God. It's by God that we are healed. By stripes, we have been healed. It's by Him we have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye have received the promise of the Father, which happened on the day of Pentecost. It's by God alone that we have victory over the circumstances of life, even just like the song we sang this morning. Only through God can we overcome the flesh. Willpower cannot overcome the flesh. Hallelujah. Only by God. Only by God can we overcome the devil. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he also says, I am the light of the world. So when we switch him on, Satan disappears. God is the promise maker. And is the only promise keeper. He makes it. He gives you. He says it to you. And he's the only one that can bring it to pass. Think about it. He brought Abraham out of the tent. He said, look, as far as your eyes can see, I will give it to you. In another way, it's like, as far as I can, I allow your eyes to see, you can get it. But you can't get it as Lot tried to get it. Lot tried to get it without God, because he only saw with the physical eyes, not the eyes of God. Hallelujah. But Abraham saw with the eyes of God. And God says, it's yours. Praise the Lord. As the eye is to the body, is to the flesh, so vision through God is to your destiny. Maybe when you get home, you'll understand that. Hallelujah. Why have I said all this? I've said this because our attention, you know, we've had us being told, focus on the promise of God. And some of us have done so. And we have confessed it. But we are focusing through the eyes of our mind, not through the eyes of God. We don't see it how God sees it. Our focus is not on the God who made the promise. If you have a child at home who is a little bit old enough, you will understand this. When you make a promise to your child, remember there are always instructions attached to it, right? But then our children don't want to follow the instructions, but they want the promise. And they will always come to you. You said, number one, they know you are the one who is going to make it happen. Hello? They know what? That you are the one who is going to make it happen. That's where they are different from us. We run after those promises. Our children run after us. Sometimes we direct them back to the instructions. And sometimes because they pester us too much. like my wife always will do, say, no lunch, no ice cream. But then at 10:30 in the morning, can I have the ice cream you promised? No. Until after lunch. And then mommy is busy. They now go and meet mommy during the busyness. The ice cream. So don't disturb me. Go and have it. But the ice cream is there. But they dare not go there. They go to the one who made the promise. Your son, like mine, can say even what you did not say in order for you to get, for him to get what you promised. But dad, you said mommy was mean. Mommy is listening. Or you said mommy is the mean one. But she's not. Actually, you are the mean one. Because they know how to press mommy's button. Faith is what presses God's button. Our focus on him is what moves him. That's why the Bible says, without faith, you can't please God. Without God in you, without your focus on God, you can't please God. Now, let me throw you off a little bit. This week is introduction, because the topic is a foundation of faith. Foundation of faith. God's presence in our lives, in your life, is not a guarantee of a problem-free life. Hello? Oh, because I love the Lord, because I worship him, because I obey him, I tithe, I give, then I shall never have problem. If you find that scripture, please let me know where it is. He says, when you pass through the fire, I'm going to be there with you. That's what faith is. Amen? That's who God is. Because number one, he wants to build you up. He wants to build me up. And one of the ways of building us up is when he allows challenges to come to us. Some people believed in God. They believed in his promises. They had faith to the very end. Yet in their lifetime, they did not receive what they believed. I can show you in the Bible. Hallelujah. They believed in the promise. They sought it. But in their lifetime, they didn't receive it. But then, does that make God a liar? What did they believe on? They believed in the coming Messiah. Hello? But they believed to the very end, but they never saw him in their lifetime. So when the Messiah now came, guess what? He honored their faith. Somebody might wonder how. That's when he went to hell to show himself to them that your faith in me was not in vain. Then he took them from hell, translated them to the kingdom of God. But all the while they were waiting in the bosom of Abraham, even though that's not my teaching this morning. Faith is going through difficulties with God. When you question God during your times of trial, it's already an evidence of lack of faith. If God was true, some people, is when they are going through problems that I've served God all these years, I stopped believing in him. Because if he was real, he will not allow this to happen to me. Look at the Shunammite woman. She was a worker. She served faithfully. How? Anytime the man of God passed by their house, they welcomed him right in. They cook for him. They do everything. The man of God goes. One day she said to her husband, let's build a room for the man of God. Let's make him really feel welcome. And they did. She never asked them for anything. Amen? It was God who instigated them. What does she need? This woman served, exercising love. That was her foundation. That's the foundation of faith. Love. She exercised that love. And because of her love was genuine. Let me tell you. You see, the love of man wants to give because he expects something back in return. But the love of God, the motivation is not getting anything back in return. This woman never, in fact, when they came to her, she said, I don't need anything. I have everything I need. When it's my birthday period, my wife will ask me, what do you want me to give you as a gift? Since I've known her, especially since we got married, I've given her the same answer all through. I said to her, I will always say to her, I have everything that I need. And I'm not lying. I'm not talking in terms of material things. Amen? I have the God who loves me, whom I love and serve. I have beautiful children. I have a beautiful, lovely wife. I have a roof over my head. I'm not going hungry. I can move from one location to another. God trusts me so much. He gave me a responsibility to pastor you. What else am I looking for? I said, I don't need anything. I already have everything that I will ever want. That is love. Love never makes a demand, but yet it attracts. In spite of that, she will be waiting to hear me whisper something in passing. Then she will latch on it. Aha, I'm going to get that one for you. But without telling me. This last one, she got me a gift before the day of the celebration. I was the one who received it at the door from the post. I knew it was for me. I said to her, she said, oh, that's yours, you can open. I said, but that day has not come. Number one, I never told you that you should buy me anything. She said, well, it's yours. I said, well, I'm not going to open it until the day, and you have to give it to me. So she left it on the coffee table, thinking that my curiosity would not allow me but to open it. To her surprise, I never opened it. Almost a month, it was where she left it until the day she gave it to me. I'm just trying to say, you know what? My love is not in that thing. My love and what gives me joy is what I'm able to do for you. And that's what God was looking for. It was the servant of man of God that said, she doesn't have a child. There are no children in this house. Okay. Go and tell them. Go and tell her. According to the time of life, you are going to have a son. He's a man of God. Don't lie to me. And then she got the child. And after a while, the child died. Bam. What I didn't ask for. She said to her husband, give me a donkey. She carried the dead baby. Where did she go? Why to the man of God? The one who called the child. Let me go and give him back. Huh? They saw her far away. Gehazi, go and see. He's all, that's the Shunammite. Is everything okay with her? Our faith said, all is well. She didn't start with a complaint from there that I was by myself. I didn't ask you. Now look at it. Is this how your God behaves? But the boy was returned back to her alive. Our faith never wavered. You know, we are used to that story of Abraham. Yes, the father of faith. I understand. Faith is going through difficulties knowing that God is there. That is, regardless of what we are going through, we still declare, all is well. All is well. It is well. We may have very strong faith and still not receive the way we expect it. How many of us have been in that situation whereby you have a set way, you have seen it, the way it has to happen? You know, many times in life, things don't happen like that. Right? The Bible says in Proverbs 19, 20 to 21, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter hand. There are many devices in a man's heart. There are many ways in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. If we know that the counsel of the Lord is the only one that will stand, then we better stand with the counsel of God. God is not going to please you. God is not going to please me. Hallelujah. God is expecting you and I to please Him through our faith in Him.
Faith is a house that stands on a foundation called love.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We wait for what we see from God, through God, by faith, by God. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor circumcision. It's not the works of the flesh. It's not by the works of the flesh, but by faith that works by agape love. But by faith that works by love. The love talked about here is God. The Bible says that God is what? Love. God is love. Amen? So if we don't have God's love, we strangle God from moving on our behalf. If you don't walk in the love of God, you are stopping God from moving on your behalf. Many of the times the things we have and that we receive, they are just trickles of the main thing. There is a floodgate that needs to open for us. But then our lack of love of God is not allowing that floodgates to open. We're talking about the foundation of faith. Walking in love. The love that is missing in the church. Our general overseer said something during this past convention. Even released a curse. That anybody that brings tribalism into this church. Because the kingdom of God is not from your tribe. Hello? The kingdom of God is not from your village. Praise the Lord. We don't put you in a position of authority based on where you came from. You did not become the assistant pastor of this church because your name is Olurinde. Do I even know where you came from? I only know that you speak Yoruba, right? Have I ever asked you? Do I know your village? I don't care. Neither should you care where the person sitting next to you comes from. Praise the Lord. And that's one of the problems of America today. They say all of us are Americans, right? But when you fill a form, they ask you, which kind of American are you? Isn't it? Are you white? Are you black? Are you African American? Are you Latino? So if we are all Americans, why do we need those classifications? Why? Because they don't see us as equal. Next spring in the Bible College, I'm going to be teaching a master's degree class. On cross-cultural
communication. Listen. As long as you think you are superior to the person sitting next to you, you are a child of the devil. Did you hear me? You are not of God. One God, one blood, one Father of all. Let's throw pretense out. Let pure love show. And that's what our general overseer is saying, especially to the leadership of the church. If it's to the leadership, then it's also to the laity. There's so much that goes on in the world. That's a black church over there. You know, the truth of the matter is, I'm not going to a black heaven. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to a white heaven. I'm going to the heaven of God. The heaven where Jesus is the Lord. That's where I'm going. Hallelujah. There's too much error. The moment you can't pronounce that person's name, you raise up a barrier. Somebody say, God have mercy. Our faith is as strong as our love for God and for one another. Our faith is as strong as our love. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me take it in a dimension you may understand. You don't love your spouse. How can you believe together? Hello? How can you pray together? Huh? How can you say, oh, there is unity in this home, and it is in the place of unity that God pours out his blessing? But you don't love your spouse. Oh, he may not be the best man. He may be cantankerous. She may be a nagging woman. But that's where the love of God needs to operate the most. Where love is non-existent, faith cannot dwell there. Faith cannot manifest. Ask yourself, am I walking in love? Am I walking in love? The love of God says, invite others into the kingdom. Selfishness says, who cares? Love of God says, let us build for the glory of God. Brethren, at no point in time are you going to see my name on this building. Not even on this. You know, there are some church signboard that they will put the name of the pastor. You will never find my name there. I won't. I'm a servant too. Praise the Lord. And I am privileged to be useful of God. I have never sought any glory for anything in my life. Because where I am expecting my glory to come from is not from human beings. Praise the Lord. It's from God. I have never even sought anything from my children. I have never told them, so that when you do this, remember me, my old. I've never said so. Rather, I would tell them, you do it. I'm telling you to do it for yourself. I will not need your money. Amen. I'm the one that will leave inheritance for you and your children. If you do, fine. If you don't do, that's okay. Am I walking in the love of God? In the place of love, we find anger. Anger destroys your faith. Anger stops God from moving on your behalf. The Bible says that the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. James chapter 1 verse 20. Why? Because carnality is an enemy of God. Amen? They that after the flesh, and you can't, faith and flesh, they don't go together. Praise the Lord. They that after the flesh, they do mind fleshly things. But they that after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the... Watch this. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot what? Please God. Go to Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because if faith is not there, flesh is ruling. Praise the Lord. So, for you and I to manifest faith in God, you must love Him unconditionally. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Like Daniel. Like Abraham. Abraham loved Him to the point that he was ready to kill the promise. The promise that was given him, he was ready to kill the promise. That was how much he loved God. He was ready to do away with Isaac that he waited for 100 years. That's love. Love. A man that loves his wife will practically take a bullet for her. Amen. Because it's a decision you make to protect your spouse, to protect your household. God forbid. Oh, somebody's son or daughter needs a kidney transplant, a kidney. Love says, check me first. I must be qualified. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I must be qualified. That movie, John Q, if you remember it, the man was ready to give his heart.
for his son. He said, remove my heart and give it to my child. That's love. Now, you will be knowing in your heart if you truly have love from all the things that I'm saying. If a man comes to you, sister, and says, I love you. So they are saying, I will do anything for you. Test them. Test them. When I met my wife, I said to her, I said, I will take care of you. I've not negated in that responsibility. And I never will. If my wife asks me for anything, even though most times it's in passing, not directly, it's in passing, just discussion, passing discussion. And I like that bag. And that's all. She will just pass by. In my mind, I'm beginning to work out. How can I provide this thing for this woman? That's love. And I know she loves me. My wife too will do anything for me. That's the truth. Love is outward. God's love is what? Outward in nature. It's outward. God so loved, he gave. God so loved, he gave. God so loved, he gave. Let me repeat to us. Love is not because of what you get. Though, you can't genuinely love God and not get. Because God will not allow himself to hold you. Because God does not hold anybody. The love of God will command promotion, will command joy, will command peace, will command success in your life. That's why when we hold, forgetting that we are going to leave it. And then God will give it to somebody else who will give him when he needs it. I told God, may I never have anything that I can't give back to you. God forbid. May I never have anything that will say, it's too big to give to God. No. Let me never have it. Hallelujah. Jesus said of the cardinal commandments, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole mind. Says then love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you have not loved yourself in Christ, some of us have not accepted the forgiveness of Calvary. You see, we want to confuse the loving of ourselves with selfishness. They are two different things. Amen? When you love yourself in Christ, you are resting in him. Hallelujah. Amen. That there is an unconditional love in Christ's heart for you. You have that love from him. Then it's from that love you'll be able to give somebody else. If you don't have it, you can't give it. You only be pretentious. Hallelujah. Because you can't give what you don't have. you love the Lord, then your life will attract everything that God alone can give. I have been in impossible situations several times. I have never questioned God, but I keep on worshiping Him. And then He gives me peace. Then I go and rest, knowing that all is well. He will make a way. However He will. Praise the Lord. Sometimes He pulls things out from where I don't even remember at all that existed. Praise the Lord. I'm not in need of clothes, but people still bless me with clothes. One of my friends yesterday, we were talking back in England. He said, he ordered this Nigerian attire, specially made for me, 4 different types. I said, oh, wow. He said, I'm going to mail it to you on Monday. I said, praise God. He said, don't you remember that the first time I came to England through you, that you went into your closet and you packed clothes and shoes for me? I said, I don't remember. A brother who has been in this church before and moved down to Louisiana, I've not spoken to him in almost 3 years. Suddenly called out of the blues and started reminding me of the things I said will happen in their home. They just wanted me to know that they are happening. How do you think I went to bed last night? Those things alone are a satisfaction to my soul. Proving that my God is alive. Amen. God will do anything for those who walk in His love. Love is not interested in self, but in others. We're going to talk about faith through this month. Faith. You see, we think our faith is to get something from God. No. Faith is so that we can trust God. That's why many have not received. Think about it, church. How many of us are in this church? Look at what God is doing for us. We own this building. We are not renting it. I know some friends who don't talk to me anymore. In my mind, I feel it's jealousy. Because how many are they? But look at what God is doing. Because they don't expect us to make such move. Hallelujah. We are not making this move out of the flesh. It's for the things that have been hoped for in Christ. And it's even not compared to what God said He was going to do. If I remain alone, trusting and loving this God, I won't cry. Rather, I will rejoice. And I will worship Him the more. No wonder the Lord said in Psalm 50, verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by love. The sacrifice there is love. Anywhere you find sacrifice is because of love. Let's rise up.